Welcome. Today we're talking about a practical but often overlooked problem, agent life cycles. You can have the best model, but in production, agents still fail in predictable ways. They drift, lose context after restarts, crash on unexpected inputs, or integrate badly with downstream services. That's costly and hard to debug. The paper we're discussing is Agent Lifecycle Toolkit: Reusable Middleware Components for Robust AI Agents. At a high level, it argues we need lifecycle thinking, not just model improvements, and proposes reusable middleware to handle initialization, orchestration, monitoring, error handling, and state. Jamie, in one sentence, what is AltK?
AltK is a set of composable middleware primitives, lifecycle hooks, state adapters, error handling, and telemetry modules. You plug into agent runtimes so agents become reproducible, testable, and resilient without rewriting the core agent logic.
Nice and concise. Mark, walk us through a practical example. Say a customer support agent that forgets context after a restart. What does that look like in the wild, and how would AltK help?
Sure. Imagine a chat agent that keeps conversation context in memory. If the server restarts or the process is replaced, that context vanishes. The user gets repetitive questions, issues get reopened, SLAs slip. With AltK-style middleware, you'd have an initialization component that rehydrates state from a durable store, lifecycle hooks to checkpoint after important turns, and retry policies for connectors so transient failures don't blow up the flow. Practically, that turns a flaky restart into a brief reconnection with preserved context.
So lifecycle pieces are about predictable behavior across failures and restarts, not fancy model outputs. Quick follow-up. Jamie, why is reuse here important instead of each team building their own glue?
Exactly. And from an ops perspective, it means fewer firefights. We'll talk next about where AltK fits relative to existing orchestrators and what it actually provides in code and experiments.
Great, that sets the agenda. Up next, context and prior work, and why current patterns leave gaps that AltK aims to fill. Okay, let's ground this. Where does AltK actually fit in the current landscape? Walk us through common industry patterns and what's missing.
High level. Most teams still build agents as monolithic scripts or model-first prototypes glued together with ad hoc orchestration. There are frameworks, agents as code, orchestrators, some testing harnesses, but lifecycle concerns like robust initialization, consistent state management, and standardized error handling are often afterthoughts.
Can you give some concrete prior research or frameworks that influenced AltK?
Sure. Work on agents as code and workflow engines showed the value of declarative planners and executors. Testing frameworks for LLMs introduced failure injection and behavioral tests, but those stopped short of reusable runtime middleware that handles state rehydration, lifecycle hooks, and telemetry consistently across agent types. That gap is what AltK targets.
To make it relatable, is middleware here like an operating system for agents?
Exactly. Think of AltK middleware as the agent OS. State stores are the persistent disk, lifecycle hooks are init and shutdown routines, error handling middleware is the kernel's signal handling, and telemetry modules are the OS-level monitoring. That common layer lets different agents run with predictable behavior.
I'll add two real-world vignettes. Success first. We had an automation pipeline where a standardized retry and backoff middleware caught transient API outages during a rollout. No user incidents, quick rollback, minimal ops firefighting. Failure, a support chat agent kept context only in memory. After a deploy, dozens of tickets got duplicated because the bot lost the conversation state. No checkpoints, no observability, and it took hours to diagnose.
Those are stark. What are the recurring operational pain points you see from those stories?
State loss, inconsistent error handling across connectors, poor observability so you can't trace where a flow broke, and brittle integrations where a single API change cascades into user-facing failures.
So what exactly counts as middleware for agents? Jamie, map the components to AltK's taxonomy.
AltK breaks middleware into composable primitives. Initialization and lifecycle hooks, state adapters for durable storage, error handling and retry policies, planners and executors as orchestration primitives, connector abstractions for external services, and telemetry hooks for logging and metrics. Each is pluggable, so teams reuse the same building blocks instead of re-implementing them.
That reuse matters operationally. Standard interfaces reduce surprises during deploys, and proven modules lower troubleshooting time. It shifts work from firefighting to development.
Great. That clarifies both the landscape and why a middleware approach is valuable. So what does ALK actually provide, and how does it perform?
At the core, ALK provides a small set of reusable primitives, initialization and lifecycle hooks to control start-stop behavior, state adapters that connect to durable stores, error-handling middleware with retry and backoff policies, planners and executors as orchestration primitives, telemetry hooks for traces metrics, and testing primitives to inject failures. Think of them as safety nets and routers. Safety nets catch and recover from problems. Routers decide where requests go and how state flows.
In practice, we wrap an existing agent runtime with these middleware layers. Migration steps are straightforward. Add an initialization hook that rehydrates state, plug a state adapter to your database, insert error middleware around external calls, and emit telemetry at key points. Typical flow: user request, planner decides steps, executor runs actions, state commit to durable store, telemetry emits traces. For performance, we bias async commits and batch checkpoints, so latency impact is small.
The paper evaluates ALTK by failure injection and robustness tests, simulated restarts, network glitches, and flaky external APIs. Metrics included mean time to recovery, user visible failure rate, and state consistency after restarts. Results showed significantly higher recovery rates and fewer duplicated or lost interactions when middleware was active. The testing primitives let you reproduce failures deterministically for CI.
But there are trade-offs. You add complexity and another moving piece to deploy and monitor. Middleware can introduce latency if you synchronously checkpoint on every turn, and it can create coupling between agent logic and infrastructure choices. Operationally, you need circuit breakers, health checks, and clear SLOs for the middleware itself.
And on guarantees, middleware doesn't magically make an agent formally correct. ALK provides invariants and hooks to assert state conditions and rollback, and you can use model checking on workflows, but adversarial inputs or bugs in connectors still break things. The value is practical guarantees, reproducible behavior, testability, and measured reductions in failure modes.
From an ops angle, mitigate middleware risks by versioning adapters, canarying changes, and designing the middleware to be pluggable so you can disable or bypass parts during incidents. Also, document runbooks, who owns recovery, what metrics indicate degraded behavior, and where to escalate.
In terms of impact, ALTK shines in scenarios with stateful interactions, customer support bots that must preserve context across sessions, automation pipelines where retries and idem potency reduce costly rollbacks, and multi-agent robotics where coordinated state and clear lifecycle transitions prevent dangerous mismatches. Open engineering questions include standardizing interfaces across vendors and stronger verification tools for middleware behavior.
For adoption, a practical path is incremental. Pick one high-value agent, integrate core lifecycle hooks and telemetry, validate with failure injection tests, then expand connectors. Compatibility layers let you keep legacy code while gradually moving logic into the ALK primitives. Community libraries and shared connectors will make this much easier over time.
Okay, three quick takeaways. One, ALTK is middleware that formalizes lifecycle concerns: initialization, state, error handling, monitoring. Two, it matters because it converts brittle, ad hoc agents into reproducible and testable systems, reducing real incidents. Three, try it incrementally. Start with lifecycle hooks and telemetry on a single critical agent, run failure injection tests, then expand. If teams treated agent lifecycles like software lifecycles, what would change in your org?
You'd see fewer late-night rollbacks and more predictable launches. Treating lifecycles seriously forces better SLOs, clearer ownership, and more robust automation, but it also demands discipline, proper testing, observability, and staff trained to operate the middleware.
And from a research view, it would push the community towards shared interfaces and benchmarks for agent reliability. That makes reproducible experiments and safer deployments possible. and it opens the door to formal tools that verify lifecycle properties across stacks.
To finish, a quick reminder, the podcast is available on Spotify. Search for Ship It with AI. See you tomorrow for more AI news. Have a great day.